This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UK grants 847 parallel import licenses in 2026 to address medicine shortages. Editorially reviewed by Pragyorgi Pikakadze, MD, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, MHRA, granted 847 parallel import licenses in 2026, according to newly published government data. This regulatory mechanism allows importers to bring medicines from other EU countries where they are legally marketed, helping address ongoing supply shortages in the UK pharmaceutical market. Key takeaways: 847 parallel import licenses were granted by UK regulators in 2026. These licenses enable importation of medicines from EU countries to address UK shortages. The licensing system maintains safety standards while improving medicine access. 847 parallel import licenses granted by UKRA in 2026, regulatory response to supply pressures. The MHRA's licensing data reflects ongoing efforts to maintain medicine supplies amid persistent pharmaceutical shortages across the PAL or UK. Parallel importation allows companies to source identical medicines from other European markets where regulatory approval already exists. This system particularly benefits patients requiring treatments that may be temporarily unavailable through traditional UK supply chains. The licensing process ensures imported medicines meet the same quality and safety standards as domestically supplied products. UK parallel import licenses by quarterly distribution of 847 licenses granted in 26847, total licenses 212, average per quarter 28, countries involved source. UK MHRA, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Impact on medicine accessibility. Parallel importation serves as a critical safety valve for the UK's medicine supply system, according to WHO guidelines on medicine regulation. The 2026 licensing volume demonstrates sustained reliance on this mechanism to ensure patient access to essential treatments. The European Medicines Agency framework facilitates this cross-border medicine flow while maintaining regulatory oversight. This system has proven particularly valuable for addressing shortages of chronic disease medications and specialist treatments. The 847 parallel import licenses granted in 2026 represent a significant regulatory response to ongoing medicine supply challenges in the UK market. UK MHRA licensing data, Government Publications, 2026. What this means for patients: improved access to medicines during supply shortages through regulated importation from EU countries. For clinicians, greater treatment continuity options when first-choice medicines are temporarily unavailable. For policymakers, evidence of parallel importation's role as a supply security mechanism requiring continued regulatory support. Frequently asked questions: what are parallel import licenses? These are regulatory approvals allowing companies to import medicines from other EU countries where they are legally marketed. The system ensures patients can access treatments even during UK supply shortages. Do parallel imported medicines meet UK safety standards? Yes, all parallel imported medicines must meet identical quality and safety requirements as those supplied through traditional UK channels. The MHRA maintains full regulatory oversight. Why are so many licenses needed? The 847 licenses granted in 2026 reflect ongoing pharmaceutical supply challenges. Each license covers specific products and importers, creating a comprehensive safety net for medicine availability. The sustained volume of parallel import licensing demonstrates the UK's pragmatic approach to maintaining medicine security post-Brexit. This regulatory flexibility continues to serve as an essential component of pharmaceutical supply resilience, ensuring patients maintain access to critical treatments regardless of supply chain disruptions. Source: parallel import licenses granted in 2026.